Blog Talk Radio.
For Radio. ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at traceriosilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much if you're tuning in tonight. There's a couple ways that you can log in each week to hear our show live, and that is by, of course, streaming at blogtalkradio.com/4radio, F-O-R-E, radio, and just click on our link. That should take you into our episode for the evening, and if, when you see our icon of our guest, you just click that, and you're streaming live. And you can do that from any phone, tablet, laptop, wherever you're at that you have internet access, you can stream us and listen to each and every week. You can also call in to our line and listen to us live each week at 347-857-3760. And when you do that, be sure to just press 1 if you want to come in and visit with us. My producer, Maria DiGiovanni, will introduce herself to you and let me know you're on the show, and we can bring you on and you can visit with our guests. So be sure, if you have something that you want to ask our guests, or you just are, you're a fan and a follower and you just want to say hello, be sure you chime in, because we'd love to have our listeners call in and partake in the hour. So those are the two ways you can hear us live. And then, of course, you can go to our website, shesgonecountry.us, for the show or anytime after we air. And all of our shows are there under the radio show tab, and you can listen to any of our past archive shows that we've had. We've had some great, great guests. I say that each week because really I'm truly humbled what great guest lineup we have, and, you know, who the Lord just brings to us. And we really are here. She's Gone Country with Becky is all about empowering these cowboys and cowgirls who love God, the country way of life, live in the rodeo life. And we're here to empower them and capture their stories so that we can leave those stories for those coming down the road. So that's what we're all about. My guest co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields, she is gone this evening. She won't be with us tonight, but we will, I'm sure, have her back next week. And, of course, my resident cheerleader, my auntie, my dear, sweet friend from south of me in lovely Weatherford, Texas, I have CEO of Western Wishes, Donna Lynn Quintana, on the line as my guest co-host with me tonight. So, Donna Lynn, thank you for joining me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's nice to have. I love when we
get a chance to interview these rodeo stars, and then our listeners get to create a following with them. And I just love that. I just was reading the bio, and I think it's really going to be a fun interview.
You know, and it's so funny because we talk every week, and we always think we're going to run out of things to talk about and mm-hmm. visit with because it's a whole hour. But really, that hour just goes so fast because we just get so engrossed in what our guest has to say and the entertaining things going on in their world. And I think it really leads for a good archive for our listeners that come in down the road and listen to it, as well as our live listeners. So thank you, Donalyn, for joining me. I really quickly just want to also make sure I touch base and say thank you to my sponsors of our show, and that's Trace Rios Silver, Trinity Wellness, and our newest sponsor, Les Schwab Tires of Northern Idaho and Spokane area. We couldn't do the show without you. We couldn't get down the road without you, so thank you so much. Be sure you check their website, see all the great things that they have to offer you as customers, and support them in what they're doing because they love to give back to this culture of rodeo. So with that, and without further ado, I want to introduce our guest tonight. And our guest tonight, it's just funny how you run in and you meet people. I met this gentleman when I was in Texas on that major road trip I took from here in Spokane and traveled the states and saw the countryside and the storms and all that fun stuff. So I met him when I was at the American in Arlington this year, and that was quite a trip. Donalyn was there. She was hosting a Wish, and what an experience. I think anybody who gets to participate in the event, be a part of the event, even being a spectator of the event, it was its second year, and what a great, great production. And this gentleman was up. He'd qualified, made it through the semis, and was there for the finals and had a great run. And he also has just been having a fantastic season this year. And I think you're going to see him in the championship corner quite a bit this year. And that is Mr. Josh Pete. Josh, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you guys for having me on. It's a blessing to be on here with you, Becky.
Oh, thank you so much. I know. Now, let me just tell you a little bit what I can say about Josh, and then I'm going to have Josh talk to our listeners a little bit and tell them a little bit about himself. But, man, Josh, you've had a phenomenal last couple months. Josh was down steer wrestling at the American. You had a great run. I think you were right in there, if I recall right, right in there up until – did you make the Final Four? I think you did, didn't you?
I didn't end up making the Final Four, but was just happy to be a qualifier because I had to kind of go through the hardest route, you know, go to the qualifier at some event, then go through the semis, make it through that, make it through the short round all the way into the American. So it's definitely one of the hardest routes to qualify to be a contestant at the American. But I had a steer that was a little bit stronger that particular day and wasn't able to make the cut. I made the best run that I could and was just thankful to be involved with Randy and those guys at the American. They've done such a phenomenal job helping out contestants and cowboys.
Well, and I did see her, and I had so much going on that I couldn't remember. I was busy doing interviews, go figure, when they started the finals, so I had to rush back to my seat. But I did see your run, and I thought it was a great run. I thought you had it there, so... but, you know, Josh, our listeners, as I was telling you a little bit before we came on the air, our listeners call in from all over the countryside, all over the U.S., Mexico, Canada. We have loyal listeners calling in from the island of Crete. And a lot of these listeners don't know rodeo per se, like you and I know rodeo or Donalyn. But they like and are intrigued by what we do and what the Western way of life is all about. So could you just briefly, like maybe 3 minutes, give us a little bit of background about who Josh Peak is, where you're from, you know, growing up, and what did you do? Because you are a multifaceted cowboy.
Yeah, you know, rodeo is a pretty unique industry, and it's a special industry. I was born and raised around it from Pueblo, Colorado. My mom and dad, Ray and Nadine Peak, and two brothers, John and Jeremiah, and myself. We just kind of grew up in a construction kind of business operation, but in the Western way of living. My mom comes from a ranching family in South Dakota, and so we just were always around horses. My grandma, Carolyn, passed away in 2009, was a big supporter, always took us to the Gymkhanas and the little weekend rodeos. And so, you know, I grew up around the Western way of life, and what that means is I grew up just knowing what something stood for, the cowboy ethics model, integrity, character, living for your dreams, believing in things. And then also rodeo has offered such a platform with that, and relationships across the United States and the world at that. I mean, there's probably not a rock in the United States you could turn over that somebody might not know our name or might not know somebody that we rodeo with out here that could help you fix a tire if you're broke down, help you find a mechanic, or just put you up and give you a hot meal if you haven't eaten in 3 or 4 days with the amount of miles that we travel. But, you know, that's what's unique about rodeo. And so as I was raised as early on, I kind of went through epilepsy and went through seizures. I wanted to be a kind of a basketball star and loved that. Made the varsity team my freshman year, and then due to seizures and different things was unable to keep participating in the traditional sport. So that drew me more and closer to rodeo because it was a sport that I could do on my own terms. Whenever I was tired, I could go get sleep, and whenever I could compete, I could go compete. I since have grown out of childhood epilepsy, but while I was involved with that, it gave me the bug, and I watched the NFR and some of my idols like Trevor Brazil, Joe Beaver, Ty Murray, you know, guys, Cody Olfred, Whitfield. I watched those idols, O'Berry, compete at the NFR and dreamed of being there. And so that's what really got me going down this road was as I went through high school and got started into college, I was able to go to Frank Phillips College on scholarships and kept dreaming about making the NFR and just went through the ranks. With the support of my family, it's been a blessing to get to the platform that we've been able to get to and what God's offered me. And so that's kind of a little bit about my background.
Well, and, you know, I think it's fascinating, as I was reading a little bit in your bio on the Pro Rodeo site, you made the comment that there's not many places you can go in the platform and so forth where somebody doesn't know somebody or somebody isn't tied to somebody down, you know, within the rodeo community. I mean, it's a big family, and that's what we love about rodeo, the generational ties that carry on each generation. And you mentioned your mom growing up in a rodeo family. I noticed that she's related to Mark and Marvin Garrett, who they're very, you know, have very great rodeo careers themselves. And I thought, oh, that's kind of awesome, because he's carried on the tradition of rodeo and started what's now the PRS. And it's just the ties. I think the ties are great. It's kind of like Donna Lynn and I. I mean, Aunt Donna Lynn.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they're all people Donna Lynn, you were around when Marvin and them were saddle bronc riding and so forth, so you have those ties, and Josh and I kind of are a little bit,
yeah.
I'm assuming Josh is younger than I am, because I'm getting on in age, but,
yeah.
So that's awesome.
It was pretty fun watching Marvin and Mark compete at the top of their game. And then, you know, J.D. Garrett went to the finals 1 year, and a couple of my relation that are out there going still and making the NFR, Artie Meyer and his brother, and Troy Krauser, he's new on the scene. That's my Uncle Bob's oldest boy. And, you know, my Uncle Bob's got triplet boys, Casey, Caden, and Cody, that are coming up through the college ranks right now. And Casey just won second at the college rodeo in Fort Collins in the average in the short round. So, you know, the history of the rodeo runs deep in our family.
And that's what She's Gone Country is all about. It's all about, you know, the roots and holding on to those roots that make us who we are. And that's why, because it's generational. And I think it's important to carry forward that generational way of life with the culture. You know, everything's becoming so urbanized. And it's really important for those families that do have the generations in rodeo and the country life that we hold on to those and we're able to pass those on. And maybe even interest those that like our listeners, that maybe don't always have familiarity or roots in rodeo, but, you know, maybe they become a fan, or maybe they know someone that they can go cheer on, and that's what keeps the sport going and growing. And so, Josh, I really am impressed with your bio, and I want to talk about it a little bit when we get back. We're going to take a quick break. But you've got some really, really great things that you've accomplished that I want to go into when we come back into our next phase. So please, listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Josh Peek.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and joining me tonight is my guest co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana. Aunt Becky, we miss you. She has the night off, and we hope that she's enjoying her evening wherever it is that this day is taking her. Tonight on our show, if you're listening, we have been speaking with a six-time NFR qualifier, two-time amazing resume this gentleman has. He's two times won the Ram National Circuit Finals, each year in different events. He's an all-around cowboy through and through, and we are speaking with Mr. Josh Peek. Josh, thank you for joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you, Becky.
So, Josh, before we get into talking about, because you have such an extensive in six years, well, 15 years, I think, at this point, because, you know, you've rodeoed for quite some time. You've college rodeoed and so forth, but you talked in the first segment, which is, you know, something I didn't know about you, and that was that you had childhood epilepsy. And that just kind of touches me because a very close friend of Marie and I's daughter passed away a few years ago. She was 22. She had an epileptic seizure, and it caused her to fall, have a seizure fall, and something happened. She hit her head, and she ended up passing on. And so tell us a little bit about how it was as far as, I know you gained a passion for rodeo because of the adversity you faced with epilepsy. As a young teenager, what was it like walking through that, and how did you find the determination to find something else to excel at and not give up despite what you were walking through?
Hey, you know, it was probably, I know it was quite a bit tougher on my parents at that particular time, but it was medically kind of induced. I had stepped on a nail when I was 9 years old and about lost my right leg due to gangrene, and had three major surgeries at the age of nine, was in the hospital for several months due to that, stepping on a nail in a pig pen at a sale barn. And so that induced epilepsy. And as I went through those few years, I didn't realize it was so bad until I was getting close to 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. You're not able to get a driver's license at that particular point. So everybody's going out, and then it started affecting me in the sport industry. I wasn't able to make the 6 a.m. practices, and I was having seizures at night. And so, you know, it really makes you focus on and appreciate the help that some and many Americans, and now I am able to have. I've been lucky to overcome that, grow past that. It wasn't, I didn't lose my leg or anything. It could have went an entirely different route at that age, and we were lucky to have the doctors around that we did. But you know, that it just makes that it puts that fire inside you, and it helps build that character about you, and it helps build that ability that you're not ever going to quit, you're not ever going to back down, and it gives you a strong faith in God as well. Because you know, when you're laying in a hospital bed not sure if you're going to lose your leg at 9 years old, or when I was 22 years old, I had an operation on my tonsils. It was an emergency tonsillectomy, and I died on the operating table as an ICU for 2 weeks, lost 40-some pounds. I mean, I looked like a twig. And so many things help you come closer to God, and really through God, anything and everything is possible. But it built such a strong fire in me to overcome, though. I overcame those, and it built such a strong fire in me to reach out to others and build a platform that I could help others and inspire others with my life. And that's really what has been my main focus going through my life, and the successes I've had is what can I do to give back.
Right. Well, and I think your career is a way of giving back, because others that are walking through the diversity, and this is really going to, I'm sure, is hitting home with Donna Lynn right now, dealing with all the Western Wishes kids that she deals with. I wouldn't say Donna Lynn, because he's a true example of that fighting spirit that you talk about that gives other kids the determination to keep on keeping on.
Oh, I love those stories, because you know what? The last 6 months, we had two incredible stories of kids that had multiple seizures, and one girl, Emily, that is battling 3 brain tumors. But and so it is kind of close to my heart right now, but to see them overcoming and being an inspiration to others, I love that when kids actually inspire others and pay it forward. So I love those stories, Josh. That's another great overcoming story. Love that.
Yeah, and I was one of the lucky ones. You know, I was able to overcome it and be healthy and able to go and compete and have success, where so many others are unfortunate to be able to overcome those trials.
Yes.
We see that every single day, you know, and it's just a blessing that God put me in a position to overcome those and help my family get through it too, because many, many times the cops and ambulance were called to the place because I was in a seizure, and mom and dad, you know, you don't know what to do in those things. And if anybody that's been around seizures, they're pretty scary. Swallowing your tongue and different things. And so I don't remember a lot about it because I was so young. I just remember always waking up in the hospital or with the, fire, you know, with the ambulance or the policemen around or firemen around. It always seemed that's what I was waking up to.
Well, tell us a little bit then, you said you grew out of it, so obviously because it was medically induced, as you got older, your maybe your chemistry and your body changed. I don't know how all that works, but you were able to refocus your direction, take your passions, and really focus on rodeo. And you really took to the timed events end of the arena. So tell us how you have managed to excel so well in all three events, because you stir wrestle, tie down, and team rope.
Yeah, that it was kind of a childhood epilepsy, and luckily enough, it was one of the stages that I was able to grow out of it through medicine and stuff. But as I got into the timed event arena, it just really, what drove me the most was to see my dad work the way he did in the business and to build for us. And I got to be around the right kind of people that taught me how to put the kind of work in that needs to be put in to be a top athlete. And that was many, many hours, blood, sweat, and tears in the practice pen, day in and day out. We would get out of school, go saddle horses immediately. Dad would come up and open the chute and help us, and we'd rope and rope and rope till dark, and then go home and do homework and go to bed and do the same thing over the next day. And it was that hard work and dedication was really what was instilled at such a young age through my dad and my mom and my grandma. And then had several family friends as I grew into the high school realm, like just my doctor, chiropractor, Dr. Justin Youngren, helped teach me bulldog, and Harry Bernhardt at a clinic helped me out with my bulldog and early on. And then I lived with a relation actually through marriage, J.D. Krause, who made the NFR. They really inspired me a lot to be around, and the work ethic from those guys was impeccable, and that's what I wanted to have. And so I just was inspired in the right kind of way to have that kind of work ethic, and I think that's what allowed me to be so successful.
Well, and you can really tell by your resume how determined you are. I mean, you've made the national finals 6 times in tight end roping and steer wrestling. And one of the awesome credentials I think you have is you actually in 2009 won the all around title and beat Trevor Brazil. How did that feel for you? Because he's one of your idols.
Yeah, and it's been a thing to grow up watching Trevor and then to be competing against him. And yet that year in 2009 when I won the finals all-around championship, it wasn't the world all-around championship, which one of these days I hope to get away from Trevor, and I'm looking forward to it one of these days. But it was just a blessing to be able to have such a great NFR. I didn't even know that title existed until I won it. Trevor had kind of taken that class all into his own, and I've learned a lot from Trevor. The work ethic that he has is it's unmatchable. I mean, the work ethic that he has is just unbelievable, and so it's inspired me a lot. But it really was neat to have that platform and be able to win that award that year.
Well, now tell us, because you entered the PRCA in 2002, and so that was your rookie year, and you've gone pretty strong. I mean, six times is pretty strong, even though, I mean, I'm sure, I know you're going to be there this year, and I'm thinking at the way you're running at it right now, you might just walk away at the title this year. But you just kind of seem like you got a spark going for you right now. So what's been the key for you to stay consistent all these years, even though not yet? I use the term very cautiously. Not yet have you walked away with the grand title of the WNFR, but you still are consistent year after year after year. What is the key to your consistency?
You know, like the biggest thing to that consistency is just controlling the mental game. And then working the rodeo arena. I mean, there's a statistic to it. Being prepared one run to the next and overcoming adversity, overcoming the slumps when you're not winning and getting out of them faster than other guys, and then taking advantage of the good cattle. Majority of that is the mental game. And the other majority of that is keeping good horses underneath you. And that's something that I've always been blessed. I found my bay horse from Jack McHugh, Cody, and now I'm riding my brother John's horse, Buck, and we've got a sorrel horse that comes from Scotty Shelton. Both those horses actually come from Scotty and Laura Shelton, and the other one is Saul. We've just been blessed to stay under good horses. Akis Shannon told me about the bulldogging horse I'm riding now, and he was kind of a wild renegade. He bucked pretty much all the time. And he's like, you need this horse, and he's going to make a good horse. And so I bought him, and it took about 5 or 6 years, but thank goodness Pecos told me about that horse, because that we won $30,000 on him in Florida. Clayton Moss won Oakdale. I placed at Oakdale, and that's what I was riding when I won the All-Star Rodeo all winter long for the last year and a half. He's just been a phenomenal horse. But it's taken the mental game and the horsepower to stay consistent for such a long period of time. And then that driving force, that passion, that fire that never burns out, that's probably the most important, that passion and that heart. And that's been given to me a lot of different ways. Or not given to me, but that's been something that I've inspired in myself a lot of different ways. And when I started early on, I bought a trim and dairy cattle business so I could afford to go rodeo. I'd trim for 4 or 5 days and then go out there for 2 weeks and come back and trim for 4 or 5 days. And I've owned that business now 2003 up to date, and it's been a blessing having that. That's really helped me build the platform.
Well, and that's something too that I think in the next segment I want to talk about a little bit more. So when we come back, we're going to talk about platform. But let's, for the next couple minutes, I just want to say first congratulations, because I know since we met at the American, you've come off and you've won the Ram Dodge National Circuit Finals in Florida, which was the first year in Florida, and you won the All-Star in the steer wrestling, the All-Star Rodeo, and that literally was just Saturday. So thank you so much for coming off of that big win and taking the time to visit with us. But how's that feel, winning those two titles back-to-back?
Oh, it's just a blessing. I mean, it really is. You ask, how does it feel?
Yeah, I mean,
feeling.
You alone.
Yeah, the feeling is something that I can't hardly even explain, but it's just a blessing from God, because not very many people have a chance to even qualify their Grand National Circuit Finals, let alone win it. And I've been able to successfully do that in two events, and then the All-Star Rodeo has been just my rodeo in such a tough situation there, the way we had that rodeo this year. It's just a blessing. I mean, I'm so excited to be doing what I'm doing, and I've dedicated this year to really putting effort into rodeo, and it's working out. And it's just, I'm so thankful the team that's behind me, helping me, my wife and kids, and Scotty and Laura, my family, and just there's a big team of people helping me do what I do.
And you know what? And you're right. It does take a team to really be successful at whatever it is you're doing, whether it's being a rodeo competitor, or professional athlete, whatever you're doing, there's always a team behind you that you don't hear a lot about. But when you get an opportunity, most people like to say thank you to that team. So I can appreciate that. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about platform when we come back. So stay tuned. We'll continue with Josh Peek.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hi, I'm Deborah Osborne with Coldwell Banker Beachside. Before you do anything else, call 1-800-710-0260, extension 15, where you will hear a detailed recording on how I can sell your home faster and for more money than any other agent. Again, that toll-free number is 1-800-710-0260, extension 15. Call now, and let's get you packing.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen. I want to say thank you so much if you're listening tonight. Be sure if you have called in to the 347-857-3760. If you have any questions for Josh, be sure to just press 1 and hop into our host queue, and my producer will let me know that you're on the line, and we will bring you on the air so you can visit with our guests. Donna Lynn, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I appreciate that you took the time out. You are always our resident cheerleader, and we love you, and we love Western Wishes. So kudos to all you do, and thank you for joining us. We've been spending the first part of the show. We've got a great guest tonight, if you're just tuning in. And, you know, he is just on fire for 2015. He came off of a really great run and go at the American, and I know we'll most likely see him back there next year. He just won the Ram Dodge National Circuit Finals, Dodge Ram, I always get that backwards, and he just won this Saturday the steer wrestling at the All-Star Rodeo in Colorado. So we are visiting with Josh Peek. Josh, thanks again so much for taking time off after that busy weekend and joining us tonight.
Oh, thank you, Becky.
Well, okay, so we were visiting a little bit about your accomplishments in the last segment, and I want to touch on that before we go into the next segment that I want to talk about. Before we go into talking about this thing called platform, and I think there's a lot that we really need to discuss, because I think it'd be helpful to some of the other cowboys that are climbing up the ranks. But I want to touch real quick back on your wins. Tell us real quick about this, I think it's the third year, about this All-Star Rodeo. What is it all about?
Oh, it's a unique event. I've been lucky to really have success all 3 years at the All-Star Rodeo, but this year in particular, they changed the setup. They made it like a Pendleton and like a Pinoca-style setup where they start the cattle 30 feet behind you. You're backed into a box, and they come running behind you about 30 feet and down a 40-foot lane, and you got to go cowboy up. And this year was all about cowboying up. It was probably the most intense I've ever seen the bulldog in. The toughest I've ever seen it. I was scared to death to run a short round steer because I didn't know if you could even catch up to them after they come down the lane the second and third time. And actually, you couldn't. It took, in the short round, it took the back gate and the bucking chute to stop the steer so I could actually catch up. And And I feel like I've got a horse that can really run, too. So it was interesting, but what a unique event. What a lot of fun. They really put on a show. The spectators, I believe, loved it. And the town of Denver's really engulfed. I mean, they're really embracing the All-Star Rodeo.
Well, and now the All-Star Rodeo, you have to get voted in to even go. It's fan-based, correct?
Yep, it is a fan-based. So the social media platform, which has become a huge marketing tool for athletes in general, it's through voting in. It's through the fan base. I ended up getting voted in by my fans. Thank you guys so much for that. And, you know, we couldn't do it without the fans. We couldn't do it without the support behind us.
Well, and if any of you are listening and you haven't seen his run, be sure to visit our Facebook page, his Facebook page. Just look up Josh Peak, because his run, and it was amazing, and he was right. You thought he might end up on the other side of the chute, but I give him credit because he came back and he gave the props to his Hazer and his Hazer's horse. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was Aaron Vossler Hayes for me, and Aaron's a good friend of mine. We traveled together. We rodeo together all the time. And we kind of talked about that situation, like what happens. You know, we didn't really know what to expect, and he just kind of knew what I was thinking the whole way through it, since we had kind of prepared for that end of the arena on one run prior. He just kind of stayed right out there and kept that steer straight, and when we got down to the end of the arena, I think going through Aaron's mind, what we kind of talked about was he was going to get up there and try to turn that steer to the left so that I would have a better chance to catch him off of the chute, because we believed that just catching the animal would win that rodeo. And luckily, it worked. You know, it was kind of a touch-and-go deal. Neither one of us really knew. I think both of us knew when we crossed the barrier line there was no way in heck we were catching that steer in the arena. About halfway down the arena, I think both of us were thinking we were going to have to use the back end of the arena, which we did. And about 10 or 15 feet before we got to the back end of the arena, things just started developing. And that's part of reacting and understanding what your bulldogger is going to do and just being friends, knowing how to keep each other safe. And I was just so thankful that Aaron stayed. He could have easily went home. He didn't have any luck making it back that particular weekend. A steer cut him off, but he stuck around to support me. And that's what rodeo is all about. Everybody supports each other.
Yeah, that is true. And you know, in talking about the way they're running the steers out, you think about it, that arena is like a third of the arena at Pendleton. I mean, Pendleton has got to be one of the largest arenas I've ever seen or grew up around. And so, yeah, you guys were, you know, sprinting to get that steer. It was an amazing video. So if you haven't seen it, make sure you go check out his. He is, just look up Josh Peak on Facebook. And also make sure you go check out his website, joshpeakrodeo.com, and become part of his fan community, which, by the way, I'm still waiting for your administrator to approve me for, just so you know.
Well, I'm driving right now because I'm the administrator.
That's what I thought. That's why I had that mention. Hey, Josh, why don't you let me on your site?
It's kind of the platform we've tried to build, and it seems like you have to be invested all the way to build it. You got to do it yourself sometimes, and I'm usually the one. I'm always the one replying to people. I'm always usually the one making sure everybody can see everything. My wife does help me out quite a bit. We'll talk on the phone, and she'll say, "Hey, we've got 5 new fans we need to approve. Here, I'll get on and approve them because I'm driving across the United States." And so she does help me with a lot of things. I couldn't do it without her.
Well, and we'll, you know, let's talk about that just a bit. Tell us a little bit about your family before, because we're going to end up talking the rest of the hour about platform, because you're doing it right, and I think it's important that we talk about that. But I want to hear a little bit about your family.
Well, I've been very blessed. I married a beautiful woman in Corey. Her mother and father-in-law are just great. I really fell into, God showed me a family that really loves and cares, and that's the way my wife is, and I'm just so thankful. She's an amazing wife, an amazing mom. She has to deal with a lot, though. On a woman's standpoint, with a rodeo cowboy, we spend a lot of time on the road, 200-plus days traveling across the United States, and they can't be with us a lot, and so she takes care of the kids and the bills and the home the horses when I'm not there, and then packs everything up, packs for 4 to go on a 3-day road trip, hit 5-6 rodeos. And that takes a really, really tough, strong woman to be able to handle that. And I'm just so thankful that I found her and that God led our lives together, and we're really blessed that way. And our kids, you know, we're lucky. We have healthy boy and girl, twins, 5 years old, Keegan and Emery. They're both unique in their own way. Emery's a total girl, dresses, princess, shoes, you name it. Keegan's all boy, bow and arrow, guns, army clothes. They couldn't be more different and more alike as twins. And, you know, just very lucky to have the family, because my brother John supports me a lot. My brother Jeremiah has always helped me when I was at the NFR, through the NFR. My mom and dad have always been there. Just the whole family, it has been an unbelievable. I'm so blessed to have the family that I have.
Yeah, and I'm sure you really, you do recognize it when you're on the road and away from them, because you get back and when everything's in order, it makes it easy for you to focus on what it is you're trying to do. Because ultimately what you're doing is you're leaving a legacy for your kids anyway, and you do take the time to be a dad, and that's your priority. But what you're doing is priority for them too, because you're leaving that for them. Really. And hopefully one day they'll follow in your footsteps. I love their names, I got to tell you, because my niece is, her name's Emery Cole. So I just thought, oh, that was really cute, because I know that's your kid's name. Yeah. Emery Cole.
Yeah.
Emery's a good name.
We really wanted something to be different when we were talking about names. So we wanted it to kind of have something to do with us, but also be different. So we named Keegan Cole, which is my middle name, Cole, and Emery Autumn, which is one of Corey's relations' middle name. So it was kind of unique. We wanted something different, but something that was really special to our families too.
Well, and you have a very beautiful family. I saw some pictures of them on Facebook and stuff. And you know, that kind of just transitions us a little bit, because, you know, your wife is helping you, but you made the comment. You do a lot of it yourself, the social media, and you talk heavily about platform. And I really think it's quite amazing how well you have managed to figure this whole platform thing out, because there's a lot of competitors out there that haven't quite figured it out, and there's a select few of y'all that have really got it figured out. And I guess my first question to ask would be, can you explain to our audience what you feel platform means?
Well, like, the best way to start this is the way I've always believed in a platform is you have to, as an athlete, create yourself as an asset. And the platform is the asset. So it's your shirt, your trailer, your logos, the way you hold yourself, the way you meet and greet people, the character you have, the integrity you live by, the honor, and all of that involved along with social media. And then if it's product-driven companies or oil field-related, like Boulder Energy is with me, whatever it is, you create yourself as an asset, and 10 times what they give you is what you have to give back. That is a partnership. A lot of people think sponsorships to out there in the rodeo industry, and you need to think partnership, because a sponsorship is somebody giving you something for you to go play and have fun. But if you create a partnership with somebody and you're invested in what they believe in and they're invested in what you believe in, those are long-term relationships and we'll be friends forever. It's pretty unique, but that's kind of where I've started this platform. And so every time I'm meeting with a new company, or just when I meet people along the way, I just always really believe in talking to everybody, and you never know what that person may be able to help you with or what you can help them with.
Yeah. That's what do you think about that, Donalyn? Because I know you've partnered with some great folks with Western Wishes.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm just talking, listening to Josh. How old are you, Josh?
35 now.
Gosh, you know, you've got a long, long road ahead, illustrious career ahead of you. But, you know, I just realized, just listening to you, how when the wives that were married to Rustock got cowboys, it was kind of an easy, the discipline that comes, you know, like your wife having to just prepare so much and everything. And I just realized how much discipline and dedication it takes. But I've also, just listening to you, you already have what I always call like a cause-related vision already. You're already working on paying it forward. I can just tell by the things you seem like even older than your years, because you're in this place where I just feel like you are the type of person who is giving back already in the things I've read about you. And I'm just impressed. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we've been doing these designer wishes. We call them designer wishes, but they're actually mentorship wishes. And we tried to find the right cheer wrestler. And of all the people that I've listened to, oh, my gosh, I know it's a hard year for you, but there's got to be some downtime. If we found the right kid to be inspired by you, we'd sure love to put the two of you together.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what I'm out here for, too, and that's what I believe in more than anything, is I hope I can help other kids. And one of the programs I've been involved in that is such a platform is the Cowboy Ethics Program, too, which falls right into the mentorship, you know, teaching kids.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. About discipline and character.
Can you explain about that a little bit more at length?
Josh, actually, Dunlin, hold that thought. We are right at our last commercial break, so I want to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to talk about that foundation you're involved with when we come back,
great.
Josh. So hold that, and I know we have a listener on the line that wants to come on the line, so our caller, please stay on line. We will bring you on when we get back from commercial break.
Good.
ForRadio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining us as we visit with my guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. Becky has the night off, and we have been visiting with Josh Peek, and he has he's just a cowboy through and through. He's a all-around timed event professional cowboy, and he just came off of a win at the All-Star Rodeo. He just won the Ram National Circuit Finals in Kissimmee, Florida. And he is well on his way to the Ring River National Finals in December. I just know it. So, Josh, thank you so much. Our hour is almost up, and I just appreciate you taking time with us. Before the break, we were talking about platform and talking about how important it is as a cowboy and anyone who is garnering sponsorship that, it's a partnership. It's not just somebody handing you money and saying, here, go do what you want to do. And I think there might be a small misconception that I think we're really establishing as we talk to our guests week after week, and that's the amount of time you're on the road, the amount of cost it takes to get down the road, and really what those sponsors are doing for you. I mean, it's a dream, it's a passion, but it has really become quite a bit of a business. And you have really found a model to take this platform and to take and help elevate your sponsors that are elevating you. So I just would like for you to share a little bit about, how you master that and what would you tell those cowboys coming up the ranks? Because I know that I have been going to some amateur bull ridings, and these cowboys are really needing to learn how to market themselves, and that's what Jason Maddox is really trying to teach them to do. What would you say to somebody coming up the ranks that wants to get to your level of competition? What should they be doing?
Well, like some of the best things that you could do as you're growing up is take some of the speech classes in high school and college and different things and sit next to people that are willing. I mean, there's a lot of people that are willing to help. So as I was growing up, Jason Adams was a marketing guru for the PRCA, and I used to ask him hundreds and hundreds of questions. J.D. Krause was a marketing guru. I'd sit and just talk business all the time. How do you do this? How do you do that? I always was asking questions, wanting to learn the best way to do it, how to do it, and more about it. So, I mean, that's huge. But the biggest thing is just be able to talk knowledgeable, be able to talk when asked a question, be able to answer it, be able to look someone in the eye. You know, clean cut, clean shaven, model type of cowboy like Las Vegas. It was Las Vegas Journal wrote several years ago, you know, clean cut, clean shaven, that's the new model. And so I think it's really important to adopt that going forward. But more than anything, just learn everything you can about how to be a marketing guru, how to be media related, how to talk to people, how to inspire people, and how to be involved in everything you do from the heart with passion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Josh, do you feel, because I know you have a degree, I know you went to a couple different colleges, but it looks like you had a degree with an emphasis in entrepreneurship. So you really kind of had a little bit of a you know, foreknowledge as to what it takes to really build a brand or a business. And I think it's great because, I mean, you came up with your own logo, you have your own attire, and I just thought about that because my nephew or cousin, Takis, and Vicky's grandson, he's only 9 years old, but he's the next Josh Peek or, let's say, Trevor Brazil. So you guys all better watch out because he's coming up the ranks down there in Texas.
Awesome.
So keep a lookout for Pecos Tatum because he's going to do it. But he already has his brand. He knows what he's going to do. He's raising his cattle. He's putting his money away. And he's 9 years old because he plans to be a cow contractor someday.
Awesome. Well, like one of the things that's also important is what I learned from entrepreneurship classes, college, and all that is learning how to manage. I may not be the smartest person in the room, but I've learned how to find the smarter people to help me. And that's one thing that's really important. I can't take all the credit for anything that I've built all myself. I've had a lot of people that were really smart around me that have helped build unbelievable brands and helped market me and helped do a lot of things because I was willing to ask for the help or I was smart enough to understand how to get the help.
Trial and error. And if you don't know,
yes.
Ask. That's what I've always been taught. well, Josh, we're gonna right now bring on a listener who's called in and wants to visit with you. And his name is, if this is incorrect, correct me when you come on. I have Bill Duden on the line. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I sure am, Becky.
Did I pronounce your name right?
You got it right, exactly.
Woohoo! Well, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for calling in. Where are you calling in from?
Well, I'm calling from San Angelo, Texas.
Oh, down south. How's the weather holding up for you?
Well, it's pretty nice. We had some hail this past weekend, but no tornadoes or anything, so it was pretty lucky.
Well, we have about 4 minutes left, so you go ahead. I'll turn the mic over to you. What do you have? What do you want to go ahead. You can visit with Josh. Josh, Bill, Josh.
Hey, Josh, what's going on, bud?
Not much. You know, the cool thing about Bill is I've got his cell phone number. I call him anytime. We get to talk all the time.
Is this a family relation, longtime friend? What's the connection?
You know, what? Bill's a blessing, a blessing to know.
Yeah,
Bill,
and, well, Josh is my mentor, and I just wanted to tell you he's a real rodeo cowboy and the way rodeo cowboys ought to be, and like you folks were saying earlier about these younger fellows and ladies coming up, he would sure be a great model to follow. And I was going to ask Josh, Trevor wanted me to ask Buck Josh if he got his text message today.
I did get your text message today, and thanks, Bill. You know, guys, Bill Duden's such a blessing. He's a war vet. He's fought for our country. I met him when I was at the San Angelo Rodeo. He's always an inspirational man of God and has so much to offer. And I may be a mentor in his eyes, but he's been a bigger mentor in mine.
Mm. Well, that's
well,
so
thank
sweet.
You, Josh, very much. That's very, very, very kind of you, Josh. I appreciate that.
Bill, thank you so much for your service to our country. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And Becky, you said it right when Josh was a Cowboys cowboy. And he sure is. And, you know, he loves everybody. And the best thing, he loves God, and God loves him. And as you know, well, God loves everybody. But he's absolutely great for the sport of rodeo.
Well, I'm excited that he was able to come on the air. And I'll tell you, though, I don't believe in coincidences, and I believe in divine appointments. So there is no mistake that we were introduced as Americans. So thank you so much for coming on the line, Bill. And be sure you stay listening each and every week, because we got some great guests. And check out our archives, because you'll like some of our past guests as well. So thank you so much.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later. So long, Josh. Drive safe.
Thanks, Bill. Will do, buddy.
What a nice gentleman. And, you know, that's the kind of listeners we love to have, is those it's all about, everything that I do is all about She's Gone Country and going back to her roots and bridging the gap and telling the stories. And, Josh, we thank you so much. I know we're about 2 minutes left, and it's just been a special hour. I know we could keep talking, and there's lots more to visit. We'll probably have to have you come back on down the road to have you do a checkup with it, where you're at and where you're standing on your way to the NFR. And maybe we'll even bring you on when we're down in Mandalay Bay. You can come on stage live with us down there when we come down this year. So,
well, that would be awesome.
We'd love to have you. So tell our audience in the last couple minutes where you're headed, what's on your radar, and share with them maybe a special memory or quote that's important to you that you'd like them to know.
Well, we're on the road right now, me and Michael Perry, and we're in Esalen, Texas, on our way to Lufkin, Texas. We left Pueblo, Colorado around 1:30. We're up at Slack at 8 in the morning, and when we're done, I've got some meetings in Dallas with Boulder Energy and some oil field contacts. Michael's headed down to take care of some taxes in South Texas, and we'll organize back on Thursday in Lufkin, Texas, Friday, Corpus Christi in the evening, and then we'll be in Clovis, New Mexico at Joe's Boot Shop by Saturday and Sunday, and then home to my wife and kids for a day or two in Guymon, Oklahoma, Wednesday through the rest of the weekend. So pretty busy schedule.
Cool.
You know, like a quote that I can think about is just believe in yourself and never give up, never quit. Only you can live your dreams.
Amen, Josh. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Donna Lynn, I'm going to let you say goodnight, and then I'll close out the show.
Oh, thank you so much. So nice meeting you, Josh. And I know you are going to be, for many, many years to come, such a inspiration to a lot of kids that are just coming up in the rodeo ranks. And you're going to transition very, very well. You know, I can see we're really impressed, and we're so honored that you were a part of this tonight.
Well, thanks.
So, all
pleasure.
Right, folks. That's all the time we have tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. If you've missed part of the show and you want to catch the archive, go to www.shesgonecountry.us, click on the radio show tab, and take a listen to the archive playback there or any of our past shows. We're going to close it out tonight with a little Crystal Lions and Cowgirl Logic. Please stay tuned, and we'll see you all next week. Have a good night.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and one time my dog, trying to climb a fence, got her back leg hung, and she was hanging by her back leg. It broke it, it dislocated some stuff. And while I got her to the vet, I was talking to him about how amazing it was that after the initial accident happened, she didn't even hardly whimper. And you know she was in a lot of pain. But he brought up something that I had never thought about before. He said animals don't show pain because if they do, it'll make themselves prey to predators. Oh my goodness. When I get hurt, I tend to want to milk it for all it's worth. You know, we tend to talk about our sickness, our broken heart, our disadvantaged self, and we love to parade our victimized selves around for all to sympathize with. And while that will get us some mileage among the sympathetic, after a while it actually retards the healing process and aids in keeping us weak and vulnerable. It is well said that we can't be pitiful and powerful. We need to learn what the animals know. Woundedness makes us vulnerable to predators. When wounded, one needs to stay close to those who can be trusted to protect us while we're vulnerable. But we can't live our life always leaning on the strength of others. We got a purpose in our heart to do whatever it takes to become strong and whole within ourselves. And while a person is in the healing process, it's wise to practice being strong. Let the past go. Don't continue to play those old tapes in your head. And if I do my part, I can trust God to do His. Some things simply cannot be healed without His touch. What courage Camo showed while going through pain. Jeez, God, help me be as good as my dog. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
For radio.com.